And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
That's the way it is, Dr. Keeler. Meta, she don't want to see nobody. She didn't even want to see Mr. Brandon, her lawyer.
Well, Mr. Bauer, what can I do to help?
Well, just talking with you here in your study. Seeing the friendship lamp, you have helped. I didn't want to worry the children. I can't talk to them like I talk to you. Mama was still living. She would know what to do. I'm only a papa. I don't know. I don't know nothing.
It made her a little time. I'm sure she'll want to see you.
I don't think so. At night, Dr. Keeler, when I close the eyes, I can't sleep so much. I think about when Meta was a little girl. Maybe everything that's happened is my fault.
Oh, now, Mr. Bauer, how can you permit yourself to think that? Your children couldn't have had a better, more understanding mother and father.
A mama, yes. A papa, no.
You know, I have a daughter. She's 18. I've done my best to try to guide her. That's all I can do. There were times when I didn't understand her. When she didn't understand me.
That's the way it was with Meta and me. I didn't understand the spirit a girl has. The independent spirit. I thought I could beat it down, but...
Mr. Bauer, Papa, don't torture yourself. You can't be responsible for the actions of a mature woman. There isn't one of us who is like any other person in the world. We're all different. But we're all human. And because we're human, we make mistakes. Meta made mistakes. But somehow, regardless of how things look right now, I'm sure there must be some reasonable explanation. Reasonable, Papa. Why Meta killed Ted White.
You, a minister? You can say that?
It's because I am a minister. And it's because I believe in the mother of Chucky that I can say it.
You are excusing Meta?
Oh, no. I'm only trying to tell you, Papa Bauer, that somewhere along the way, Ray Brandon, someone, will be able to get the true story from her. The story of what actually happened between Ted White and herself. The day she killed him.
Ray didn't tell you, Papa, and you won't know for some time, that there is someone who might very well learn the truth from Meta. Ray Brandon has arranged for Charlotte to see Meta. If Meta will consent to see the woman who was once the foster mother of Chucky. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Does is making news today. 100,000 miles of wash line shouted out. For white washes without red hands, the women of this country are going back to Does.
Yes, the women of this land who tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are coming back to Does.
Oh, yes. I tried one of those no-rinse powders, but land sakes, what it did to my poor hands. So now I'm back to Does. It does just what the ads say. Gives me white washes without red hands.
That was Michigan. But the same thing's happening in Ohio, in Oregon.
Sure, I did experiment with some of those chemical suds on wash day, but I've gone back to Does again. It gets the dirtiest clothes so clean, yet it's so nice to the colors, and my hands.
There's a reason Does can do all this. It's the way Does is made.
Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. Rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why work clothes come so clean. Linens wash so white. And with all that, Does is extra safe for colors and almost as mild as a toilet soap on hand.
That's why today in Kansas City, New York City, Center City, the swing is back to Does.
Does does everything. So how about it? If you want white, white washes without red hands, get Does today.
Hello, Charlotte.
Major.
I didn't know if you'd want to see me, but...
Of course I want to see you. I'm sorry it had to be in a prison cell with a guard outside.
When did they bring you here?
This morning. The doctor at the prison hospital said I was well enough to...
How do you feel, Major?
Numb. Just numb. Mm. Charlotte, did Bill give you Chucky's music box? He promised you.
Oh, that. Yes, yes, dear, I have it. Maida, do you know that your father wants so much to see you?
No. No, I don't want to see any of my family.
Aren't you being a little inconsiderate?
Charlotte, I know what it would do to Papa to come here. To a jail to see his daughter. How ashamed he must be.
He isn't ashamed, Linda. He wants to see you because he wants to help. So does Tootie and Bill, and even Bertha.
I can't permit myself to see him.
And if you don't mind my company.
No. No, you were once Chucky's mother.
You were his mother, Linda. I was only his foster mother.
You were once his mother, Charlotte. You were able to make him happy. You were able to make him laugh. And I brought nothing but...
Chucky loved you, Maida. That much you know now.
Am I to believe the words of a child in delirium?
Those words were the truth. Do you know what I think? That all that has been in back of his mind, his love for you, and the fear of his father, broke through all the inhibitions of his conscious mind. You heard things from the lips of your own son that were the truth.
Charlotte, do you think he knew how much I loved him?
You know as well as I do that he had to know that, dear. A child doesn't love when he's not loved. You do believe that, don't you, Maida?
Well, hearing you say it, I can't help but believe it. It's what I want to believe so much. It's all that I have left. The memory of words spoken in delirium. But, Charlotte, why? Why wasn't I given a chance? A second chance.
I think, Maida, you are being given a second chance.
I'm being given. But, Charlotte, Chucky's dead.
No, he isn't, dear. He's alive. He's alive in the hearts of all those who knew him and loved him. As Dr. Keeler so many, many times has said, only the body dies. Our memories of those who pass on keep our loved ones with us always. The little things he said, that he did. Chucky is alive in my heart, and in yours, and in Ray's. In the heart of everyone who knew him. And later I meant what I said. You do have a second chance. Because Chucky is giving you that chance.
Chucky... is giving me a second chance. I don't think you really know what I meant.
I wanted a chance to help Chucky, to make him happy.
I know what you meant, dear. I don't care about myself or what happens to me.
I know that's what I mean. You've been booked for murder. You'll undoubtedly be indicted for murder unless you do care what happens to you. If only for the sake of Chucky's memory. Oh, Mater, why don't you tell Ray what actually happened today, Chucky?
But I did.
But you couldn't have.
He didn't believe me, did he? He didn't believe me. I told Ray the truth, Charlotte. I told him exactly what I told the district attorney.
Ray felt that you didn't want him to represent you, but perhaps that was...
When I talked with Ray, it didn't make much difference to me if anyone represented me. But I did tell him the truth. I don't remember what happened, Charlotte. I only know that I wanted to get Chucky's things, that's all.
But you do remember coming to the house, don't you?
I remember ringing the doorbell, yes. I think... I'm not sure, but I think I talked with Mary. Charlotte, believe me, I want you to believe me. Other than that, I remember nothing. Don't look at me that way, I'm not lying. I want you to believe me. I wouldn't want Chucky to think that his mother was a... That's what you've been trying to tell me.
Yes, Mother. Because deep down in my heart, I believe that you didn't really mean to kill Ted.
Charlotte, there were many times I wished he were dead. And then... I was told he was dead. And that I'd killed him.
I believe you. I believe you. And Ray will believe you, too. And Mother, dear, will you? Will you try in every way to help Ray so that he can help you?
I don't want to make a promise that I... won't be able to keep, Charlotte. I'll do the best I can. That's all I can say now. I'll do the best I can.
This comes direct from D-U-Z to Y-O-U. White, white washes without red hands. Yes, white, white washes without red hands. That does a special promise to every one of you whose hands are taking a beating on wash day.
That's right. If you've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for your wash and noticed they were doing things to your hands, then try this.
Next wash day, change to does. Then ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen clothes so clean and fresh? Towels and linen so gleaming white? Colors so bright? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands? You'll get more out of Dove's because we put more into it. Only Dove's of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. That's why Dove's gets clothes so beautifully white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything.
For white, white washes without red hands, get does today.
A scene in the Bauer home. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does. So come on along.
That's the does for white, white washes without red hands.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.